Okay, so everyone's talking about what's happening over in Norway, and I think it's for a good reason.
Yeah.
This isn't just like your typical royal scandal.
Right.
It's a story that's like seriously shaking up a country that is known for being progressive.
Right.
You know, they have all those values and a deep respect for their monarchy. And we're diving into the second rape allegation
Yeah.
against the son of Norway's crown princess.
Right.
And we've got all this information, like piles of it, the allegations, obviously, and leaked messages, and how the public is reacting,
Yeah.
just so we can really try to understand what is going on,
Yeah.
what it means for the future of their monarchy.
Well, it is fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating because a lot of people see the Norwegian royal family as this like ideal modern monarchy,
Right.
approachable champions of equality and social justice.
Yes.
So these allegations clash with that image. It's
Yes.
like watching this carefully constructed image just crumble.
Right in front of our eyes. And to like get everyone up to speed,
Yeah,
we're
well.
talking about the crown princess's son,
Right.
who up until recently had this very positive public image.
Yeah.
But now these accusations are painting a very different picture.
You probably know who I'm talking about. It's the
Yes.
Crown Princess and her son. They've always been kind of the face of this modern monarchy. But now this is really testing that image.
Absolutely. And this second accuser is a woman in her late 20s,
Right.
and she's alleging that she was assaulted at a private estate.
Yeah.
And what really stood out to me, it was her statement.
Oh, yeah?
She said she felt powerless to say no
Right.
because of who he is.
Because of his position.
Yeah. And I think that really
Their
highlights,
power dynamic.
yes, the power dynamics
Yeah.
at play here.
That quote,
Yeah.
it's so powerful.
Yes.
And I think it speaks to a bigger issue.
Yes.
You see it again and again, this abuse of power.
Especially when one person has way more status than the other. And so, yeah, it's fueling that public outrage
Yeah.
and demands for accountability.
Of course.
Especially because this isn't even the first
Right.
allegation.
This is the second one
Right.
against him.
It's like this situation is ripping a hole in that fairy tale image of the royal family
Yeah.
and like exposing something much darker underneath.
Behind those palace walls,
Right.
things don't seem so perfect anymore.
Right.
There are reports saying there's turmoil
Oh, wow.
in the royal family.
Really?
The crown princess is reportedly devastated.
Oh,
The
no.
crown prince is getting legal advice.
Oh, gosh.
The whole family's grappling with this.
Yeah.
It paints a picture of chaos inside, don't you think?
It really does.
Yeah.
And their public response has been calculated.
Yeah.
They've put out a statement.
I saw
It's
that.
very carefully worded. They're expressing concern, but there's no denial.
Right.
What do you make of that? Is that like a strategy
Yeah, it could be.
to buy them some time, or are there legal things?
It's probably both.
Yeah.
Palaces are good at crisis management.
Right.
Think of how other big institutions, like the Catholic Church,
Right.
they've had to deal with scandals too. They control the communication,
Right.
minimize the damage,
Right.
keep the narrative.
Yeah.
The palace is vague response
Yes.
could be their way of navigating this legal situation
Okay.
while also trying to protect their image.
It's like they're walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
They're acknowledging it's serious, but they're not implicating anyone.
Right.
It raises questions, though, doesn't it?
It really
Like,
does.
what's really going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, then you add another layer,
Okay.
the leaked text messages
Oh, yeah.
between the royal and the accuser.
Right.
They had some kind of relationship.
Right.
It adds so much nuance
Yeah.
to this already complicated story.
And one of the messages,
Yeah.
he tells her, quote, "You knew what you were getting into.
Wow.
Don't make this a bigger deal than it needs to be."
Oh my God.
Pretty loaded words, right?
They are.
Yeah.
They bring up so many questions. On the surface, it seems like he's trying to downplay things,
Right.
even shift blame to the accuser.
Yeah.
But it also shows you how unaware he is,
Right.
how
Yeah, it's
insensitive.
even if they did have a relationship,
Yeah.
can he really use that to
Right?
invalidate her claims now?
Right.
It brings up questions about consent, like
Absolutely.
how power can change
Yeah,
things.
and past experiences,
Right.
consent isn't a blanket statement. It
Exactly.
has to be freely given every time.
Every time.
That's where the power dynamic matters.
Right.
She said she felt powerless to say no.
Yes.
that means it might not have been consensual.
It complicates the whole narrative.
Yeah.
And the public's reaction is all over the place.
Right.
Norway seems divided.
Very polarizing.
Yeah.
You've got those strong supporters of the monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
They're rallying behind them.
Okay.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
Due process. Mm-hmm. But then you have those who are outraged.
Yes.
They see this as a clear case of abuse of power.
Right.
They want accountability,
mm-hmm.
no matter who you are.
Regardless of your status.
Exactly.
This isn't just about guilt or innocence.
No.
It's about their values.
Right.
About what the monarchy even means.
The monarchy itself.
It's like this is holding a mirror up to Norway,
mm.
forcing them to face some hard truth about power.
And privilege.
Tradition in a modern world.
It reminds us that even in these places that seem so equal.
Yes.
These issues can still come up.
Yeah.
It challenges us to think about how do we balance our ideals
yeah.
with reality,
mm-hmm.
especially with these power structures right. that are part of history and culture.
As the story keeps unfolding,
yeah.
we're left with way more questions than answers.
Right.
It's a tangled web.
It is.
And it feels like every new piece of information mm-hmm. just makes it more complex.
It does.
Yeah.
One thing is clear. This is a defining moment for the monarchy.
Yeah.
How this case turns out and how the public responds,
mm-hmm.
that's going to shape their future.
Yeah.
For years to come.
For years to come.
Yeah. And to really grasp how big this is, we have to look at Norway.
Yeah.
They are so committed to equality.
Right.
They have this amazing social safety net.
Yeah.
Progressive values.
All of that
yeah.
makes this even crazier.
It's a huge clash.
Yeah.
Between a modern society
right.
and this institution that's all about tradition.
And that hierarchy.
Exactly.
And you see that in how people are reacting.
Absolutely.
On one hand, you have those people who are like so disillusioned.
Right.
They feel betrayed.
They thought the monarchy was different.
Yeah.
They thought they were above this.
It's like their faith in the whole system is just shattered.
It is.
And then you have the other side.
Yeah, the ones defending the monarchy.
Yeah, clinging to tradition.
History, cultural yeah. identity.
Mm-hmm.
Due process, innocent until proven guilty.
Right? It's that classic problem.
It is.
How do you balance the rights of the individual
yeah.
with the need for someone to be accountable?
Especially when they have so much power.
So much influence.
It makes you wonder,
yeah.
can a monarchy
will exist
in a modern society
that wants to be equal?
That's the question.
The $1 million question.
And Norway is dealing with it right now.
But on top of all that,
yeah.
there's the legal battle coming up.
Oh, absolutely.
So what could happen legally?
Well, legal experts are saying it's going to be a long trial.
Oh, really?
Complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The Norwegian legal system,
yeah.
like a lot of Europe,
mm-hmm.
they have special rules for sexual assault.
Okay.
But what's interesting is that royals have been in trouble before.
Oh, really?
In Norway and other monarchies.
Huh.
Like a while back.
Yeah.
Someone in the Swedish royal family.
Okay.
They were accused of financial stuff.
Oh, wow.
And they had to go to trial. Now, it wasn't the same situation.
Right.
But it set a precedent.
Like even royals aren't above the law.
Exactly.
So based on that.
Yeah.
What could happen to this royal?
If he's convicted.
Yeah.
The penalties for rape in Norway are serious.
Okay.
We could be talking years in prison.
Wow.
Maybe even more, depending on the case.
And even if he's not found guilty.
Yeah.
His reputation is already.
Well, it's tarnished.
And the monarchy, too.
Definitely.
It's hard to imagine them coming out of this. Okay.
I agree.
This feels like a turning point, not yeah. just for them, but for Norway.
Like they're at a crossroads figuring out what they stand for.
And this isn't just Norway.
No, not all.
We're seeing this everywhere.
Challenging power.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting transparency.
Holding people accountable.
Everywhere.
It feels like we're questioning everything.
We are.
Who do we trust?
Right.
How much power should anyone have?
It's a global thing.
And Norway is just one example.
A really clear one.
It feels like it's time to reevaluate.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Questioning is how we move forward.
Yeah.
We have to hold up a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Are things really fair?
For everyone.
And if not.
How do we change it?
Exactly.
Even Norway.
Yeah.
They're so proud of being equal.
Yeah.
But they still have work to do.
We all do.
Yeah.
It shows you progress isn't like a finish line.
Right.
It's more like a journey.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need something like this.
A scandal.
Yeah. A crack in that perfect picture.
Yeah. To show us the work that still needs to be done.
Exactly.
It's definitely giving us all a lot to think about.
I think so.
But, you know, our listener might be thinking, okay, this is all interesting, but like, what does it mean for me?
Right.
I'm not royalty. I don't even live in Norway.
But it's a good point.
Yeah.
But these issues.
Okay.
Power, consent, accountability.
Yeah.
They're not just for palaces or other countries.
Right.
They're part of our everyday lives.
So you're saying even if we're not like right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
There are still things we can learn.
Absolutely.
And apply to our own lives.
Think about it.
Okay.
Your workplace. Mm. Your community. Even your relationships.
Okay.
Are there power imbalances?
Mm.
Do you always feel like you can speak up?
Right.
Have you seen someone use their position to take advantage of others?
Yeah. It's like we need to pay attention.
Be more aware.
To how power works around us.
Yeah, and make sure we're not part of the problem.
Not silencing other people.
Exactly.
It starts with talking about it.
Yeah.
Being informed. Challenging how things are.
Sometimes the smallest things make a difference.
Like speaking up when something's wrong.
Yeah.
Supporting people who need help.
Learning about these issues.
Yeah, it all matters.
Here's something to think about.
Okay.
What if we all looked at our lives, our interactions,
yeah,
with the same attention we're giving this scandal?
Wow, that's a really good point.
What if we held ourselves accountable,
yeah,
to the same standards?
Of justice and fairness?
That we expect from powerful people.
That's a tough question.
It is.
But it's worth thinking about.
And as we follow this story,
yeah,
as we hear about the trial, the verdict,
mm-hmm,
don't forget the big picture.
Yeah.
This isn't just about one family.
Or one country.
It's about the world we want to live in.
So as you keep up with it all,
yeah,
remember, change starts with awareness.
It does.
With these conversations.
It's with each of us.
Deciding to do better, be better.
And, you know,
yeah,
maybe, just maybe,
mm-hmm,
this whole thing in Norway,
yeah,
will inspire change.
Real change.
That goes way beyond the palace.
Well, that's all the time we have for our deep dive today.
Yeah.
Be sure to join us next week.
Okay.
When we'll examine even more
right.
fascinating stories and events.
Yeah.